Hello and howdy, kids and kidsoids. This is from Minneapolis, Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Yeah, usually Halloween comes in October, but there was one time it came in May. I'll have to tell you about that if I remember to. Anyway, Corey, I'll never forget him. He was Jason's best friend, and that's how I met Corey, was through Jason. Jason was 4, and Corey was 6 and a half. And Jason met him at a hospital. And Corey's hair fell out, and Jason was watching TV and saw somebody shaving in sympathy. He liked that phrase. He used it a lot. Shaved in sympathy, he said. So he decided he wanted to do that, to have his head shaved too, and his mother did it really good. But he didn't want to show Corey right away. He wanted to surprise him, so he went down to Corey's house and was talking, and suddenly, Jason had a hat on. Jason whipped off his hat and threw it aside, and Corey looked and looked, and at first he didn't say a thing, and then started laughing and laughing and laughing, and said, "Jason, you're weird." And Jason and him hugged and hugged. And I guess Jason did look weird with a shaved head, just like Corey. That's friends. Well, one day, Corey asked his mother when Halloween was. I am going to remember to tell you about when Halloween came in May. Yeah, sometimes I forget. And then I forget what I forgot. So Corey asked mother when Halloween was going to be this year, and mother thought for a minute, said, "You know, Corey might not live till next October." So she said, "You know, Halloween is actually coming in a few days. What do you think you'd like to be?" And Corey said, "A pirate." And so Corey's mother started making him a nice pirate costume and preparing all the neighbors for the fact that it would be trick-or-treat night in a few days and everything, that Halloween was coming in May. And they all got a bunch of treat stuff ready that I think she ended up giving them a lot of them to get ready with. And so she asked Corey, Corey's mother did, if it would be all right to for her. "Can I be a pirate too?" she said. Corey said, "Oh, sure. But I got to carry the cutlass." "Okay." So he had a nice kind of spongy cutlass. And his mother had a big sword with feathers on it. And she said, "You know, many of these people don't mind me or need deciding or having their attitude changed. I'll just tickle them till they think better." Lots of big feathers on the sword. She called it her feather sword. Very dangerous weapon. Well, it finally came Halloween, and they were dressing up like pirates. And Corey's mother said, "By the way, I have a midnight pirate surprise for you." "What is it? What is it, Mommy? What is it?" "If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise now, would it?" So Corey was pretty excited about it all the time they were trick-or-treating. Got a bunch of stuff from the neighbors, all sorts of things that Corey liked. Little candies and big candies, and even got some sugar bread already made up. Because Corey always did love white bread with a lot of sugar and a little bit of butter to hold it on. And gingerbread with whipped cream. There was bags of stuff that they got to take home. But midnight kept getting closer and closer, and all of a sudden this alarm went off a little before midnight, and they were ready to go for their midnight pirate surprise. They stopped the car in front of a appliance place. "Mommy, are we going to buy a TV tonight?" "No, pirates don't usually buy TVs." So anyway, they crept up. Let's creep. So they crept real slow, kind of a pirate creep. "Let's put this place under surveillance." and they crept up and got right up to the window. And then Corey's mother opened her big pirate bag and pulled it out, pulled something out, handed it to Corey. Here. It was a TV remote control. And they both started pushing their buttons, but the thing pointed up at the window. That's when I first found out that a remote control would work through glass windows. I never knew that until Corey and his mother told me. You know what? Some of those TVs came on, and they changed stations, and some of them, they turned the volume way up. They never could get them all on the same channel for some reason. They were trying that, but they were turning them up, turning them down, and switching channels. And some TVs, the thing would switch on, and some it wouldn't. And all this kind of stuff. They were going from one end to the other, one window to the other, and it was after midnight. They played for a while, but then they said, Corey's mother said, it's high time we hightailed it out of here. What's that mean? Let's run. So his mother picked up Corey, and they ran back to the car. And what they did, even after having all those treats, they went to an all-night donut shop and bragged to each other about their pirate escapade with their swords and their cutlass. And Corey's mother said, I think everybody should have a chance once in their life to be a pirate. Say all those things like, shiver me timbers, and argh, and all those kind of things, which they said a lot of that during that night. And Corey will remember it forever, and I guess his mother still does. One of these days, I'll meet Corey and Jason, because they said they're going to Playland, and there's a great big old swing there with real nice velvet cushions. And that swing will hold 50 kids. They said they're saving a place for me. It may be a long time before I'm there and get to go on that swing. They said it's going to make a good sound for me, probably something like that. Because they said a decent swing has got to have a squeak in it, you know. 50 kids, that's quite a big swing, isn't it, in Playland there? But I'm sure Corey and Jason will be there waiting for me, and they promised that I would save a place. They'd save a place for them, and I wrote them a letter, you know. Dear Corey and Jason, I miss you both a whole lot. I'll always remember all the things we did and laughed and cried about and hugged about, even though we hugged over the phone. It was like you were in the same room with me, and I'll never forget either one of you, and someday I'll be on that swing with you, you know. Your friend Joy Bubbles. Well, take care and take care of each other. Stay strong and find some time to play. See you next week.
Begin speaking at the tone.